Bhakti Vedanta Swami Siti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Deve Shesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Natsat Bhavadurubhyascha Kriva Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanta Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwapani Sve Devi Anamahami Hatipriye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srimasani Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I'm happy to be with you again today. I'm speaking from a very small country in Europe called Slovenia.
马哈拉吉, 非常高兴今天又在和我们一起来相聚, 他是在一个非常小的国家, 叫斯洛文尼亚, 给我们讲课。
Slovenia. The whole country has 2 million people.
是一个国家, 有200万人口。
And you can drive from one side to the other in about 2 hours.
这个国家国境从一头开到另外一头只要两个小时就跑完了。
So today we are continuing with our discussion overview of Srimad Bhagavatam. We're still in Chapter 9 of Canto 7.
我们继续讨论圣典伯加瓦坛第七篇的第九章。
Coming near the end of the very special pastime of the appearance of Lord Nrsimhadev.
主尼辛哈德瓦非常特别的逍遥时光, 我们快要讲到尾声了。
And we are coming to the end of the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Naroktamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirayet Nashta Prayeshava Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. And the last time we ended, I think, with verse number 43 of Chapter 9, is that right?
Yes.
So I wanted to mention again that verse because it's a very important one.
上次我们讲到了第七篇的43节, 现在马哈尔姐还想要重新再谈到这个诗节, 因为这首诗节非常的重要。
Naivod Vijay Paraduratya Yavaitaranyas Tadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta Shocetato Vimukachetasa Indriyarta Maya Sukhaya Varam Udvahato Vimudhan. Prahlad Maharaj is expressing his concern for the conditioned souls.
Prahlada Maharaj 在这里表达了对受条件限制灵魂的关切之情。
He says he has no problems for himself.
他说他本人没有任何问题。
But it's all these conditioned souls who are suffering in the material world. He's very concerned about them.
他非常关心所有在这个物质世界受苦受难的受条件限制的灵魂。
So this is a key verse because it expresses so nicely Prahlad's mood.
这是一首重点诗节，因为它充分地诠释了 Prahlada 的心态。
Which, of course, Prahlad in general serves as an ideal example, a model for advanced devotion, devotional service.
因为 Prahlada, 总体来说，他展示了作为奉献服务的一个榜样。
And this verse in particular, sort of gives in a concentrated form, just what is this selfless mood of Prahlad.
这首诗节给了我们一个浓缩的版本，描述了 Prahlada 无私的服务究竟是怎样的。
So if you're looking for a verse to learn, to memorize, then this is from the pastimes of Prahlad and Singhadev, then this would be one verse to be recommended.
如果你想要找一些诗节来背诵记忆的话，那么Prahlada 和朱尼辛哈，这个逍遥时光里面这首诗节是主古鲁向你们推荐的。
The next verse is elaborating his idea by making a contrast.
下一首诗节又描述了Prahlada 的想法，他是通过对比来展示的。
The contrast is between those who practice spiritual life alone, by themselves, and they don't do any, they don't share Krishna consciousness with others.
这有一种修行呢，它是独自修行，不去向别人传播 Krishna 知觉。
Whereas persons like Prahlad, because they care for others, therefore they share Krishna bhakti with other people.
还有一些像Prahlada 这样的人士，他们关心其他人，所以像这样的人呢，分享 Krishna 的 bhakti.
There's a couple of expressions in the verse. One is that are interesting. One is pararthanishtha.
这个世界里面有一些有意思的方面，比方说 pararthanishtha.
Yeah, nishtha means being fixed or firm.
Nishtha 的意思是稳定的或者是坚定的。
And para means others.
Para 意思是他人。
And artha means the interest or the concern or the care.
Artha 的意思是兴趣关心。
So fixed in the care of others.
他们是有兴趣于为了他人。
So this is describing the mood of the devotee who is known as Goshtiyanandi.
这描述了像 Goshtiyanandi 这样的奉献者的心态。
The Goshtiyanandi is the one who feels ananda or great pleasure in the company of other devotees.
这些奉献者在其他奉献者的陪伴之下感受到了喜乐 ananda.
And the Bhajanānandi is the one who takes pleasure, ananda, in bhajan, which means being alone.
Bhajanānandi, 他们是通过独处而感受到快乐ananda.
Yeah. In this verse also is the word eka, which means one, and it also means alone.
这里面提到了 eka, 它可以意味着是一，也可以意味着是独自一人。
And Prahlad is saying he likes to be not alone, he likes to be with others.
Prahlad 在这里说他不喜欢一个人，他喜欢和其他人在一起。
Just like in chapter 6, he is speaking with his schoolmates.
就像在第六章中，他和他的同学们说话。
And he's sharing with them his realization of Krishna consciousness.
他和这些同学们分享他对 Krishna 知觉的领悟。
And he's doing this because he is concerned for their welfare.
他之所以这样做，是因为他关心这些同学的福祉。
Well, we could say for two reasons. One is concern for their welfare.
我们可以说他这样做有两个理由。一个理由呢是他关心他们的福祉。
And another reason we might say is a little bit selfish. He wants them to become devotees so that he will have some devotee company.
另外一个原因呢，我们可以说他有一点点自私，因为他想要把这些同学们变成奉献者，这样他就有奉献者的陪伴了。
Because up to now he seems to have no devotee company. Certainly his father is not devotee company.
因为直到那时候他似乎是没有奉献者的陪伴，他的父亲肯定不是一个奉献者。
We don't know what is the mood of Prahlad's brothers. He has, I think, three brothers. We don't hear about them.
我们不知道 Prahlad 的兄长们是什么想法。他据说有三位兄长。
In any case, he doesn't want to be alone.
但是不管怎么样，他是想要he want or doesn't want.
Okay, let's go to the next prayer, verse 45. Maybe you could read the translation.
下面一首诗节是诗节的44节。我亲爱的主，你心和 Deva, 我看到的确有很多圣人。So you want me to read 44, all right, Maharaj?
No, 45.
Oh, 44. 性圣国好比摩擦两手，缓解瘙痒。Vihamedi, 所谓的 Vihasta, 根本没有灵性知识。他们认为这种瘙痒是快乐的最高层面，尽管它实际上是苦恼的源泉。窥判了这正好是和 Brahmana 相反的傻瓜对重复的感官享乐并不满足。然而那些 Dira 是那些清醒并忍耐这种瘙痒的人，并不受制于傻瓜和无赖所遭受的痛苦。
This verse gives us some terminology. One word is Kripana, one is Brahmana.And one is Dira.
这个世界里呢，给了我们三个名词，一个是Kripana, 一个是 Brahmana, 还有一个是 Dira.
The Kripana is the opposite of a Brahmana.
Kripana 和 Brahmana 恰恰相反。
Brahmanas are very broad-minded and generous.
Brahmana, 他们心胸开阔，慷慨大方。
And Kripana is very selfish and only interested in his or her own satisfaction.
Kripana 非常的自私自利，只考虑到自己的满足。
And because of their selfishness, they're always disturbed.
因为他们的自私心态，所以总是心烦意乱。
Very busy, as Prahlad says here, trying to scratch the itch of physical desire.
总是忙着搔，就是给这个物质的欲望搔痒。
And all the anxieties that come as a result.
结果是所有的焦虑都来了。
This is called dukkha dukkham. The word dukkha means misery or suffering.
这就称为是 dukkha dukkham. Dukkha 的意思是痛苦或者是苦难。
And because it's repeated, dukkha dukkham, it's suggesting a constant experience. It's ongoing suffering.
因为它是一再重复的，所以给我们这样子的印象是它是持续不断的苦难。
But it can also mean the worst of suffering, the suffering of sufferings, the worst suffering you could imagine, that is what's described.
这可以说是是最糟糕的苦恼，最可怕的苦恼，是苦恼的苦恼。
And because of all this suffering, Tripyantina, they're not satisfied.
因为所有这些苦恼呢，他们心里感觉不到满足。
But in contrast to these Kripanas are the Brahmanas, who are also called Dhira.
所以跟这些Kripana 完全相反的是Brahmana, 他们也被称为是 Dhira.
Prabhupada translates Dhira as sober, a person who is sober.
Prabhupada 把 Dhira 翻译为清醒的人。
清醒。So this is the opposite of someone who is intoxicated.
所以这是和那些整天被物质事物麻醉了的人呢，恰恰相反的人。
If one is intoxicated, they cannot see things clearly.
如果一个人他是心醉神迷的话，就没办法看清事物的真相。
And they may think they are happy in that condition.
处在这种迷醉的状态，他们以为自己是快乐的。
But it's, first of all, it's a very temporary condition.
首先这是一个非常短暂的境况。
And it's very superficial.
也是很表面的。
And it's a happiness which is based on foolishness.
他的快乐是建立在愚蠢的基础之上。
So the last line, last two words in the verse are Vishaheta Dhira. The Dhira is one who tries to tolerate.
这里面说到 Vishaheta Dhira, 这些清醒的人他们尝试着容忍。
The same expression we find in Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita in the first verse.
在 Rupa Goswami 的 Upadeshamrita, 也就是教诲的甘露第一首诗节里面也说了同样的话。
That's maybe you know it's the verse where Rupa Goswami lists six kinds of pushing in the body.
这首诗节里面是 Rupa Goswami 列举了六种身体的涌吹。
Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, the pushing of speech, of the mind, of anger, and so on.
有这个言语的冲动，心意的冲动。
And Etan Vegan Yo Visha Heta Dira Sarvana Pimam Prithiving Sashishya. He says, if one can tolerate the pushings of these forces of the senses, then one can actually conquer the world.
他说，如果一个人能够控制这些感官的冲动，他可以实际上征服整个世界。
So anyway, it's the same expression, Visha Heta Dira. So Dira is what we are aspiring to be as devotees.
Dira 是我们作为奉献者渴望成为的人物。
And again, Prahlad is a very good example of this.
Prahlad 呢为此又给了我们举了一个例子。
Okay, the next verse. Okay, now he's just spoken about the dhira, and one might say, oh, okay, I want to be such a person.
Prahlad 是一个美好的榜样，然后我们可以说，我也想成为一个这样的人物。
So I'm going to practice some auspicious purification.
我想要从事一些吉祥的净化活动。
I'm going to practice Mauna Vrata, remaining silent.
我想从事 Mauna Vrata, 保持沉默。
And I'm going to observe some vows of austerity.
我想要遵守一些苦行的誓言。
And I'm going to study the Vedas.
我还将研习伟大经。
And I'm going to do all the right kinds of practices, duties for varna and ashrama.
然后我会做所有 varna 和 ashram 那些正确的活动。
And I'm going to teach the shastras to others.
我还会向其他人教导经典。
And I'm going to stay in a place alone.
我会独处在一个地方。
And I'm going to chant mantras, chant japa.
我还会念诵曼陀罗，念诵加帕。
And I'm going to become absorbed in trance.
我将会陷入神定之中。
So Prahlad he lists all of these and then he says, this may not bring the result you want.
Prahlada 列举了所有这些人的想法，然后他说你可能不会得到想要的结果。
And why they may not be successful, it's because people who do these practices, they may be proud.
为什么他们不会取得成功呢？因为他们这样做有可能会因此而感到骄傲。
Dambikanam Marta Bhavantyutanadatra to Dambikanam. Yeah, because of their pride, therefore all these different efforts have no result.
因为他们为自己所付出的种种努力而感到骄傲，所以呢，取得不了成果。
So, of course, throughout all these prayers, Prahlad is glorifying bhakti.
普拉达通过所有这些祷文， 其实在荣耀 Bhakti。
And part of the process of describing Bhakti is also explaining what is not Bhakti.
描述 Bhakti, 它一个方面呢是也是在描述什么不是 Bhakti。
Because if one isn't clear what is not Bhakti, one might think that something one is doing, which is not Bhakti, is Bhakti.
因为如果一个人不知道什么不是 Bhakti 的话呢，他可能以为自己所做的其实是 Bhakti。
And because one is ignorant, one will just be wasting one's time.
因为一个人的愚昧可能只是在浪费时间。
And we don't want to waste our time because time is very short.
我们不想浪费时间，因为时间是非常短暂的。
Okay. Now, in the next verse, Prahlad returns to some glorification of the Lord.
对，下一首诗节里，帕拉达又回到了对主的荣耀上面。
And he goes back to a theme which comes again and again in the Bhagavatam, and that is the subject of cause and effect.
他又回归了一个主题，也是博伽瓦塔里一再重复的主题，就是因果关系。
And this is a big topic because as human beings, we're constantly trying to understand what is causing conditions that we experience.
这一点是很大的一个主题，因为作为人类，我们一直在探求是什么造成了我们受条件限制的状况。
You may get up in the morning, and you may feel very cold.
你可能早上起床感觉到非常的冷。
And you think, oh, what is the cause of this cold? Oh, the heater is not working.
你可能就会去找原因，是什么让我感觉到冷啊？原来是这个加热器没有在工作。
Why is the heater not working?
为什么它不在工作呢？
Because the electricity is turned off.
因为电源被切断了。
Why is the electricity off?
为什么断电了呢？
Oh, it's turned off in the whole apartment building.
哎，这个整座公寓大楼都停电了。
Why is it turned off in the whole apartment building?
为什么一座大楼都停了电呢？
Then you may go to the apartment manager.
他们可能会到这个大楼的管理方去。
And you say, sir, why is there no electricity?
然后就抱怨说为什么没有电呢？
And he says, I don't know.
这个经理也说，哎，我也不知道
哦。不知道。So, so then you decide, okay, there's nothing to be done. All you can do is put on some more clothes and try to keep warm.
他说我现在也是无能为力呀，你能够做的就是多穿点衣服，让你自己感觉到暖和一点。
So this cause and effect, question is always there in our lives.
所以原因和结果这个问题一直会出现在我们的生活当中。
And so again and again in the Bhagavatam, it's making this simple point that there is a supreme cause who is behind all of the immediate causes.
在佛家瓦坛里一再重复在所有的这个直接的原因之外之后有一个至高无上的原因。
But in this verse, verse 47, it's saying that both the cause and the effect are energies of the Lord.
在47节说，原因和结果都是主的能量。
So how to understand that? Prahlad is saying, to really understand, is a simple point, but it's a kind of secret.
Prahlad 说要理解这一点，它其实是这是一个很简单的要点，但是呢，它也是很机密的。
And the secret is that one engages in devotional service, then one realizes, it's really true.
这秘密就在于一个人从事奉献服务，他就会觉悟到这一点是真实的。
And so, the devotee is, here the word is yukta. Yukta means engaged.
这里 yukta 的意思是从事。
The word yukta comes from or is related to the other Sanskrit word we all know, which is yoga.
Yukta 和另外一个词儿yoga 有关系。这个 yoga 呢是瑜伽，那是我们大家都知道的一个名词儿。
So by being connected, yoga can mean connection. By being connected, engaged in service.Then we understand, we realize Krishna is the cause, Krishna is the result.
通过连接，我们可以知道，觉悟到 Krishna 就是原因， Krishna 也是结果。
And Prahlad gives an example from our common experience, and that is fire.And wood. When wood is burning, then the fire is manifest.
Prahlada 给我们举了一个日常生活当中常见的现象。当木头燃烧起来的时候呢，就会产生火焰。
But before we light a fire, the wood is just there. It's wood, but potentially it is fire.
当我们给木头点火之前，这木头只是木头，但是它拥有着火的潜能。
So the implication from this example, this analogy, is that by engaging in devotional service, we light up, we ignite the material world.To manifest the fire, which is Krishna.
这里的一个比喻就是通过从事奉献服务，我们用 Krishna 之火点燃了这个世界。
Yes, could you please read this verse 47?
47, 通过授权的伟大知识。人能够看到属于至尊人格守神的宇宙展示的因果形象，因为宇宙展示是他的能量，原因和结果都只是主的能量。因此，我的主啊，就像一位智者通过考虑因果能看到火是怎样变形木头一样，那些从事奉献服务的人能够明白，您既是原因，也是结果。
Okay, and then.What was that sound? And then, in the next verse, there's a kind of elaboration on this point.
在下面一首诗节里又详细地阐述了这一点。
Prahlad is listing the different elements of the material world.
Prahlad 在列举物质世界不同的元素。
And he's identifying all of these elements with Krishna.
他把所有这些元素都认同为 Krishna.
You are the air, you are the earth, you are the fire, and so on.
你是空气，你是土，你是火。
So it's something like in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, Krishna speaks about himself and he says, Rasoham apsugantaya, I am the taste of water.
这就和 Krishna 在国家梵歌第七章中 Krishna 所说的话是一致的。Krishna 说我是水之甘味。
And Prabhasmi Shashi Suryayo, I am the light, the illumination of the moon and the sun.
我也是日月之光。
So in a similar way, here, it's not Krishna speaking, it's Prahlad, but he's saying, Krishna is all of these elements.
所以这里面Prahlada 在说，而不是 Krishna 在说。他说 Krishna 就是所有这些元素。
And he says, actually, you are everything. Everything. You are whatever one can think of in this world. You are that.
Prahlada 说，您就是一切。一个人在这个世上能够想象到的任何事物，您就是他。
Everything is nothing but you.
一切事物都只是您。
Now we have a technical word in English. It's called pantheism. It's the idea that the ultimate reality is a person, is God, but he is only all-pervading.
在这个英语里面呢，有一个名词叫泛神论。他说这一中的最高的实在就是神，然后呢，他只是一个遍存万有的存在。
Pantheism. So if one would just read this verse that we're reading now, verse 48, one might conclude, oh, so this Krishna consciousness is pantheism.
如果一个人只是阅读这首诗节，可能会得出结论说，哦，Krishna 视觉就是泛神论啊。
But, of course, this is only one verse. in a book of thousands of verses.
这首诗节只是有用的是成千上万诗节的经典当中的一首诗节。
So it's giving a particular emphasis of identifying the whole everything we experience with Krishna. But that's not the whole story.
他给了我们一种特别的强调，把我们所体验到的一切都认同为 Krishna， 但是呢，这不是全部的故事内容。
Okay, let's go on to verse 49, and you could read this verse if you like.
49节。物质自然三属性，控制这些三属性的主宰神五种粗糙元素，心意半圣人或人类都无法明白阁下您，因为他们都受制于出生和毁灭。考虑到这一点，灵性上精进之人总是奉献服务，这样的智者几乎不受伟大研习的困扰，相反他们让自己从事于实际的奉献服务。
So this this is again talking about how to understand the Supreme Person.
这首诗节里面又谈论了如何理解至尊者。
And again, it's about failure to understand.
他也谈到了未能 理解滋润主的人是怎样的。
So many persons may try to understand, but they fail.
这么多的人尝试理解滋润主，结果他们都失败了。
And why is it? Because they are conditioned, they are in the material energy.
为什么他们会这样呢？因为他们是受条件限制的，他们处在物质能量之中。
And they are all subject to death.
他们都受制于死亡。
This includes the devas, the demigods.
这些也包括那些 deva, 半神人。
Sometimes one might think, well, there are some very powerful beings. They must have a great understanding of reality. But if those powerful beings are subject to death, then their understanding must also be faulty.
我们有时候会猜想那些有力量的生物，他们可能会对实在有着更好的理解。但是如果这样的有力量的生物也受制于死亡的话，他们的理解也是有错误或者有缺陷的。
And so, in the last line, we get Evam Vrimishya Sudiyo Viramanti Shabdad. The Sudiya, those who are very intelligent, they stop trying to understand with their minds.
那些 Sudiya, 他们是非常有智慧的，他们停止用心意来理解。
And they stop trying to understand from Vedic literature also.
他们也停止了从伟达经典来学习。
Then what do they do? Well, engage in devotional service.
他们做什么呢？他们从事的是奉献服务。
And so in the next verse, Prahlad says,I just offer you my respectful obeisances.
在下首诗节里，帕拉达说，我只是向你致以虔敬的顶拜。
And here, the Lord is addressed as Arhatama.
在这里，主被称为是 Arhatama.
Tama in this context means the best.
他们在这个上下文背景当中呢，他是指的是最好的人。
And the word arhat is interesting because it's usually associated with Buddhism.
Arhat 这一词非常有意思，因为它通常是和佛教有关。
An arhat is a person who.Has become very advanced in Buddhist practice.
Arhat 的意思是在佛教修行当中非常精进的人。
It might be a kind of self-realized Buddhist.
他可能是某种类型的自我觉悟的佛教徒。
So this verse says, is addressing Krishna as Arhatama.Oh, best of the arhats.
在这里 ，Krishna 被称为 Arhatama， 他是在所有值得崇拜人之人中的至尊者。
It also means the word arhat means one who has achieved nirvana.
Arhat 也可以指的是那些真达涅槃境界的人。
Nirvana is the Buddhist conception of spiritual perfection.
在佛教徒的心目当中，Nirvana 就是他们的完美境界。
And Nirvana literally means extinguishment, like you extinguish a flame so that the light of a candle is put out.
啊，这个 nirvana 它的本意是扑灭，就像是一个蜡烛的火焰被扑灭一样。
So this verse, Prahlad addressing Krishna as or Nrsingadeva as Arhatama is quite interesting.
在这首诗节里 Prahlada 把主女辛哈称为 Arhatama, 这一点是很有意思的。
One way to understand it could also be that he's anticipating Nrsingadeva's disappearance. Near the end of next chapter, Nrsingadeva is going to suddenly whoop, disappear.
在下一首下一章里面快接近末尾的世界当中描述你心卡突然消失不见了。
In any case, he seems to be also saying if someone is identifying with Buddhism, that's all right. So just recognize that Nrsingadeva, Lord Vishnu, is the best of those practicing Buddhism.
他似乎是在说，如果某人也非常的认同于佛教，这也没关系。你心哈德瓦他是最好的修佛的人士。
And then he says in the third line, "Sang sevaya tvaivineti shadangaya kim." Seva, of course, means service.
我们知道。Seva 的意思是服务。
And Sang Seva means complete service.
Sang Seva 是完全的服务。
Or it can mean serving together.
或者是说一同服务。
Like the word Sankirtan is doing kirtan together.
就像是 Sankirtan 是一起唱诵。
Or it can mean also doing complete or comprehensive glorification.
或者是做完整的这样的荣耀主的活动。
And this ending, Sangsevaya, this is called the instrumental form. It means by means of this complete service.
Samsevaya 意思是通过完整的服务这样的方法。
Prahlad is saying that without doing such complete service, then who can get perfection such as is aimed for by Paramahansas?
帕拉德在这里说，没有完整的奉献服务，怎么能够得到那些 Paramahansa 至尊天鹅所渴望的目标呢？
So that comes to the end of Prahlad's prayers.
所以帕拉德的祷文呢，到这里就讲完了。
And so it seems that he's ending his prayers on a rhetorical question.
所以似乎是他用反问来结束了自己的祈祷。
How can anyone become perfect without doing perfect service?
如果一个人不做这样完美的奉献服务，如何能达到完美呢？
Okay, so then, He's offered so many prayers, and Nrsingadeva has been listening patiently.
好了的，都说了这么长的祈祷，主你信哈一直耐心的聆听。
And now, because the demigods had asked Prahlad to offer prayers because they wanted Nrsingadev to become peaceful, pacified.
因为这些办事人让帕拉达向主尼辛哈祈祷，因为他们希望主尼辛哈能够平息怒火。
And so now Narada, we come back to Narada because he is telling this whole story to Yudhishthira.
现在我们再回到 Narada 这里，他正在向尤迪士帝啊讲述这整个故事。
And he says, Yata Manyur Abhashata. Now, Nrsingadev has become indeed pacified. He's controlling his anger.
现在尼辛哈真的是被安抚了，他已经止住了怒气。
And the reason he's now pacified is Praradam Pranatam Prita.Because Prita, he is pleased by Prahlad.
因为他被帕拉达取悦了。
Because Prahlad has been offering nice prayers, pranatam.
因为帕拉达一直在供奉非常优美的祷文 pranatam.
And so we're coming to, we may say, a happy ending.To the story.
我们可以说这个故事呢有个快乐的结局。
But the story is not over because now Nrsingadev has something to say.
但是我们说这个故事还没有讲完，因为你先看 Deva 还有话说。
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Prahrada Bhadra Bhadram Te Pritoham Te Surottama Varang VishNishvabhimatam Kamapuros Nyahang Rinam. You could read verse number 52.
52节，智真人格守神说，我亲爱的帕拉达，最温和的人，阿舍尔家族中最出色的人，所有幸运归于你，我对你心满意足，满足所有生物的愿望是我的逍遥时光，所以你可以向我索要实现你愿望的任何祝福。
So it's standard, you can say, that one is offering some praise, some prayer to a superior person, then that person can understand, you want something from me, what do you want?
这是一种常规的做法。如果我们向一个长辈去供奉一个祷文或者赞美他的时候，这个长辈心里就明白了，你想要某样事物，你想要从我这里得到什么呢？
And there is this very strong sense in the Bhagavatam that whatever desire we have, it can only be fulfilled by a more powerful person than ourselves.
在薄伽瓦坛里有这样一个强烈的主题，无论我们想要什么，只能从比我们更有力量的人那里来得到。
That it's ultimately depending on the superior person. It's not that we can by our own hard work get what we want.
总体来说，我们依靠一个更高级的人物，而不是靠我们自己的辛苦的努力能够得到的。
And so now, Nrsingadev is saying, "Okay, I'm very pleased with you, and I wish you all the best. Now, what do you want?"
所以主尼辛哈这里就说。我非常对你感到满意。现在你想要什么呢？
The Sanskrit word for benediction is varam.
梵文词 varam 它的意思是祝福。
祝福。And The word varam can also mean choice.
Varam, 它可以被理解为选择。
Or it can also mean the best of something.
它也可以意味着是最好的事物。
And so now, Nrsimhadeva wants to offer something which is very excellent. He wants to offer to Prahlad.
Nrsimhadeva 想要给 Prahlad 一些极好的事物。
And before Prahlad answers, he gives some benediction.
在 Prahlad 回答之前，他给了一些祝福。
Mam aprinat ayushman darshanam durlabam hime trishtva mam napunar jantur atmanam taptum arhati. You can read verse number 53.
53节，我亲爱的 Prahlad， 愿你长命百岁。不取悦我的人无法欣赏或理解我。然而一个见过我和取悦我的人，再没有什么为了他自己的满足而悲伤的了。
So first he gives the benediction of long life.
首先他给了一个祝福呢，就是长命百岁。
Probably if Nrsimhadeva would appear before you and would say, I benedict you, I bless you to have a long life, then you would be very happy.
可能当主你现在 Deva 显现你在你的面前祝福你长命百岁的时候，你可能会很高兴。
But Prahlad is not so, he's not so excited about this benediction.
Prahlad 对这个祝福并没有兴高采烈。
As we will see in coming verses.
我们可以在下首诗节里看出这一点。
But first, Nrsimhadeva continues to speak.
首先，你辛克戴瓦继续他的言语，继续说话。
And he's again referring to the dira, those who are sober.
他又提到了 dira, 那些清醒的人士。
They're sober and they're most intelligent.
他们是最有智慧的人。
And he says, such people, they try to please me in all sorts of ways.
这样的人试图以各种各样的方式来取悦我。
And specifically, he says,in Prabhupada's translations, they try to please me in all different modes of mellows in English.
他们试图以各种各样的心态来取悦我。
So the word mellow is interesting, but Prabhupada is here using a word he sometimes uses to translate the Sanskrit word rasa.
这个情怀呢，有时候 Prabhupada 用 rasa 来表达。
Yeah, and so I think it's interesting. Of course, the Sanskrit word here is not rasa; it's bhava.
因为这一点这里面用的是 bhava 而不是 rasa， 所以这一点很有趣。
But bhava and rasa are. They're very closely related.
这Bhava和Rasa有着非常密切的关系。
And we might say the difference is Bhava can have a sense of being not, it can have a sense of changing. Just like we have different moods and they change in the course of the day.
巴瓦呢，它有着这样改变的心态，就像我们一天的心境会有各种各样的变化。
So it's saying that these dhīra, these sober and intelligent sadhus, they please the Lord sarva bhava by all sorts of moods.
这些清醒的人，他们用各种各样的心态来取悦主。
And Shreya Kama, they don't have mundane desire, they have ultimate desire, Shreya Kama.
他们没有世俗的愿望，而只是有灵性的愿望。
And they recognize that, that I, the Lord, am the one who can fulfill desires.
他认识到是主能够满足所有的愿望。
So, Nrisingadeva is saying, in effect, he's saying to Prahlad, you are one of these dhīras, and you are pleasing me.
主你心好待我在对帕拉达这样说你是这样清醒有的人之一你在取悦我。
And you know that I'm the one who can fulfill desires, including or especially Shreya Kama, the higher, the ultimate desires, spiritual desires.
而我也是满足所有的愿望就是包括最高的灵性的愿望的人。
Okay, so Nrisingadeva has made this short speech, and now Narada continues to narrate.
你心态说了这样短短的一番话，然后 Narada Muni 继续描述。
And he gives a kind of commentary, anticipating Prahlad's response.
他实际上做了出了一个评论。他预见到了帕拉达的回答。
And the reason his response will be, in a sense, negative. No, I don't want your benedictions. Is given here.
他在这里，帕拉达实际上是做出了一个负面的、否定的回答。他说：“我不想要你这些祝福。”
That Ekanti Dvat, because of his singularity of mind.
Ekanti Dvat, 因为他一心一意。
Ekanti Dvat Bhagavati, because his complete focus was, he was completely surrendered to the Lord.
因为他完全的专注，完全的皈依至尊主。
And Prahlad is referred to somewhat ironically as Asurottama.
Prahlada 在这里面的回答呢，也有点讽刺的意味。他说到 Asurottama.
So before we had Nrisingadeva was referred to as Arhattama. Now Prahlad is Asurottama. He's the best of the demons.
在这个之前你心哈待我被称说是阿苏罗塔玛在这里呢卡拉达被称为是阿苏罗塔玛。
Yeah, we might remember that when Prahlad was speaking to his father,Hiranyakashipu, he also addressed him as, O best of the demons.
我们可能还会记得，当帕拉达跟他的父亲尼辛哈说话的时候，他也称呼父亲为阿苏柔塔玛。
So we might wonder, how is this? Hiranyakashipu is Asurottama, and Prahlad is also Asurottama. What's going on?
我们可能会感到纳闷儿，这个你心哈，这个帕 帕拉达也是阿舒柔塔玛，黑人卡西普也是阿舒柔塔玛，这是怎么回事啊？
When Hiranyakashipu is called best of the demons, it's another way of saying worst of the demons.
当你辛哈德瓦被称为是恶魔中的佼佼者的时候，他其实另外表达的意思呢，就是最糟糕的 demon， 最不糟糕的恶魔。
Or most demonic of the demons.
可以说是恶魔当中最大恶极的人。
But here, Prahlad is best of the demons because he is not at all demonic.
但是帕拉达是恶魔中的佼佼者，是他压根就不是恶魔。
So this is an interesting feature of Sanskrit language that this is possible.
这是梵文的一个有趣的特征，那它是可以做到这样的可能性。
So this comes to the end of chapter 9, and the discussion is going to continue immediately in chapter 10.
我们现在到了第九章的末尾，然后它的含义呢就直接引到了第十章。
And Narada is continuing with his narrative. He's simply saying that he, Prahlad, considered what Nrsingadeva was offering not as a benediction, but rather as an obstacle to his devotional service.
在这里面，那个牟尼描述说，你辛哈德瓦，所给予的这些祝福其实不是祝福，而是他奉献服务上的障碍。
Yes, antarayataya, because of being impediments or obstacles on the path of bhakti yoga.
因为他是 bhakti yoga 之途上面的障碍。
And the word antara or antar means internal or within.
Antara 的意思是内在的。
So getting external benedictions can be an obstacle to internal progress.
得到外在的祝福可能是内在的进步的一项障碍。
And so now Prahlad is going to speak, and first Narada tells us that his initial response to Nrsingadeva is to smile.
这里Narada Muni 描述说，当 Prahlada 听到主尼哈提供的这些祝福之后，他第一个反应是微笑起来。
So he's perhaps amused that Nrsingadeva wants to give him a benediction.
他可能因为主尼辛哈想要给他这样的祝福而感到非常有趣。
And so now with verse 2, Prahlad begins his speech.
在这个第二节中，帕拉达继续发言。
Ma mang pralobayut patya saktang kameshu tairvarai tatsangabito nirvino mumukshustang upashita. You can read this verse, please.
第二节，帕拉达马哈尔就说：“我亲爱的主，至尊人格守神啊，因为我出生于一个无神论的家庭，自然依附物质享乐，因此，请仁慈的不要用这些幻象来诱惑我。我恐惧于物质状况，我渴望从物质生活中解脱出来。正是由于这个原因，我才求求您莲花座的庇护。”
So this is a very, very nice response because Prahlad is taking the humble position.
这是一个非常好的回应，因为帕拉纳在这里他接受了一个谦卑的地位。
He's not saying, "Oh, I don't need your benedictions. I'm so advanced."
他不是在说，哦，我不需要你的祝福啊，我是这么的进步。
Rather, he's saying, "I'm so unadvanced. Therefore, your benedictions would be dangerous for me."
相反，他说我是这样的不进步。您的祝福会对我构成一种危险。
And so he says, Tatsangabita, I am afraid of material association.
他说我害怕物质的联系。
And we may wonder, how is this? Because Prahlad seemed to be quite fearless when Hiranyakashipu was torturing him.
我们可能会感到纳闷，帕拉达怎么会感到畏惧害怕？当黑人卡师傅在折磨他的时候，他是那样的无畏无惧。
And now he is afraid of Nrisimhadev.
他现在害怕主尼辛哈德瓦吗
？No, he's not afraid of Nrisimhadev. He's afraid of the power of Maya to pull him away from Nrisimhadev.
他其实并不是害怕主尼辛哈德瓦，他是害怕玛雅把他从尼辛哈德瓦身边带走。
And he's being very honest.
他也非常的诚实。
This is a quality of Vaishnavas to be very honest and straightforward.
Vaishnava 的品质是他非常的诚实坦率。
He's saying, you know, I'm a conditioned soul and I could easily be dragged into material life again.
他说我是一个受条件限制的灵魂，我很容易就被拖入到物质生活当中，再度拖入。
So he's saying, please do not tempt me.
所以他说请不要来诱惑我。
Saktam, I'm already attached.
我已经很依附了。
I'm attached to material enjoyment.
我依附于物质的享乐。
Don't make me more attached.
不要让我更加依附了。
So, he's of course giving example for us.
当然，他是在给我们举个例子。
To be very careful. Prabhupada gives the example of a person who is recovering from disease.
Prabhupada 给我们举了一个从疾病当中康复过来的人的这样的一个例子。
A person may be recovering from some infection. If they're not careful, then they may get reinfected.
一个人可能尝试着摆脱某种感染，假如他不小心的话，可能会再度感染。
And so this is a nice lesson for us.
所以对我们来说是一个很好的教导。
And then Prahlad reminds Nrisimhadev of that Nrisimhadev has sent Prahlad on a mission.
然后
Prahlad Maharaj is reminding Nrisimhadev that the reason Prahlad is in the world is because Nrisimhadev has sent him for a specific purpose.
帕拉达大君在这里提醒主尼辛哈德瓦，之所以帕拉达是在这个物质世界，是主尼辛哈给赋予了他一项使命，才使他来到了这个物质世界。
So verse 3 says, Britya lakshana jignyasu bhaktam kameshva chodayat bhavan samsarabhijeshu hridaya grantishu prabho. You, Bhavan, have sent me a chodayat. Britya lakshana jigyasur, having a desire to understand the features, the qualities of a servant.
我有这样的愿望，想要理解您的奉献者的品质。
Or having the desire to show, to exhibit the qualities of a servant.
或者是有这样的愿望去展示您的仆人的品质。
And you've done this because people's hearts are like a knot, hridaya grantishu.
你为什么这么做呢? 因为人们的心就像是灰的呀, grantishu.
Yeah, the word granta means a knot, like you tie a knot to tie your shoes.
就像是那样的一个结。
But the hridaya granta is not a simple knot like the knot for tying your shoes. It's a very, very, very big, complicated knot.
但是hridaya grantishu 不像是鞋带那样简单的结，而是非常复杂的结。
And as a result, the kama, the desire, which is in that knot of the heart, is samsara bija. It is the seed of the repetition of birth and death.
那个渴望享乐的心结当中有着在物质世界轮回生死的种子。
So Prahlad is saying, you have sent me in order to show how to break this knot in the heart.
你派遣我来揭示如何打破这种心结。
How to break the knot by service.
如何打破这种心结呢? 通过服务。
通过服务。 Okay, let's read verse number 4.
第四节，不然，我的主啊，整个世界的至尊教导者啊，您对您的奉献者如此仁慈，你不会诱使他做不利于他的事情。另一方面，一个欲求以奉献服务来换取某些物质利益的人，无法成为您的纯粹奉献者。事实上，他比一个
Okay, now we're getting a contrast between two types of devotees. One is motivated and the other is not motivated.
一种是有动机的，另外一种是无动机的。
The one who is motivated, Prahlad is comparing to a business person.
那种怀着个人动机的奉献者, Prahlad 把这样的人比作为商人。
A vanik is someone who's always calculating profit.
他是总是在盘算他有什么样的好处利润。
I have read that in traditional, in ancient China, that merchants were very much looked down upon.
Means low, yeah. 在中国古代，商人是被人轻视的。
they were considered very low class.
啊，他们被视为是很低级、很下等的人士。
Because they were always trying to squeeze profit from people.
因为他们是总是尝试的去榨取别人的钱财。
Which means getting something extra for more than the actual value of something.
就意味着他们非常贪婪，总是希望赚取更多的钱。
Getting profit at the cost of another's loss.
他们是通过牺牲别人的利益来谋取个人的得益，赚取额外的钱财。
So, am I correct about Chinese culture?
Yes.
So now times have changed.
现在世道已经变了。
And I believe it's true in China, as it's true in other parts of the world, that to be a business person, businessman, businesswoman, is considered very respectable.
成为一个商人，男商，不论是男商人还是女商人，无论在中国还是在西方，都是一个非常可敬的地位。
Is it true in China today?
是的 ，Yes.
Yeah. So times have changed.But we see from Prahlad's example that also in India, in earlier time at least, the business person was looked down upon.
但是呢，我们知道从帕拉达本人的例子和古代印度来看呢，商人是被人的极为轻视的。
Usually one thinks of a servant as being very low class.
通常人们会认为仆人，他是很低等的人。
The word for servant here being used is britya.
这里仆人是 britya.
And britya is related to the word bharta.Bharta means one who supports.
Britya 和 Bharta 这个词有关系。Bharta 的意思是支持。
Bharta
它的意思是支持。
So a Bharta is also means husband.
Bharta 的意思也可以指丈夫。
Not Bharata, but Bharta.
Bharta.
Yeah. So, Britya is one who supports, one who maintains, one who gives support to a person.
Britya 是给予其他人支持或者是维系的人。
Which means taking a humble position.
这就意味着接受了一个谦卑的地位。
But here we see Prahlad is showing that the Britya is actually the most exalted position.
但是帕拉达在这里面揭示了 Britya 其实是最为崇高的地位。
And there's a verse, one prayer from King Kulashekar, in which he speaks about this.
库勒施卡王的祷文当中也谈到了这一点。
Madjanmanam palamidam madukaita bharte matpartaniya matanugraha esha eva tat britya britya paricharaka britya 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 sya britya iti mang smaralokanata. He says, I just want to be remembered by you, O Lord.
主啊，我只希望你能够记住我。
I want you to remember me as the servant of 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 your servant.
我希望你把我当成你仆人的仆人的仆人来记住。
Seven times, he wants to be the servant of the servant seven times back.
他希望是成为最低的最处在第七层地位的仆人地位。
We may think, oh yes, okay, I will be Krishna's servant.
我们可能说，好，我们就成为 Krishna 的仆人吧。
So, but I need to be Krishna's personal servant.
但是我需要成为 Krishna 本人的仆人。
But this is not how the Vaishnavas are thinking.
这不是 Vaishnava 的想法。
Rather, they are thinking, let me be the servant of the one who is serving Krishna.
他们反倒是这么想的，让我们成为Krishna 的仆人的仆人。
Or not just the servant of the servant, but the servant of the servant of the servant, and so on.
或者说我们不是成为仆人的仆人，而是成为仆人的仆人的仆人。
Purinda. Yeah, so here Prahlad is making this big distinction. There's the Britya, the servant who is simply satisfied with service, and there's the other kind of servant who wants to make business.
So Prahlad 在这里区分了一种是 Britya 只是通过服务而感到满足，还有一种是把服务作为一种生意来交换。
Okay, verse number 5, Prahlad elaborates on this point.
在第五节中 Prahlad 又详细地阐述了这一点。
And you could read this verse.
一个人想从主人那里得到物质利益，这样的仆人肯定不是一名合格的仆人，或者说纯粹的奉献者。同样，一个想保持名望地位而赐予仆人祝福的主人，也不是一个纯粹的主人。
Now, this verse could be taken, at least the second half, as a little bit, sort of gently scolding Nrsingadev.
这一首诗节，至少是下半段，有点点，轻微的责备主女星哈 Deva.
Scolding him by saying, "You want to give me benedictions, but just as a servant should not be like a business person to get results." So the master should also not be like a business person giving results.
帕拉达这样温和的责备主女辛哈德瓦说，就像一个仆人不应该期待通过服务而得到一些生意上的结果。同样的，主人呢也不应该用这个生意上的回报来祝福他的。
Because if the master is giving rewards, it's like he's purchasing the favor of the servant.
因为主人如果给予赏赐的话，就像是要赢得仆人的欢心。
And paying people to be servants may make you feel good that you are surrounded by servants, and this makes you very important.
雇佣仆人可能会让你感觉到非常的好，有优越感啊，你被仆人环绕着。
This is compromising the relationship that should be there. In the spiritual connection of servant and master.
所以这会让我们那种灵性的主仆关系有所掺杂。
So now Prahlad is saying in verse number 6, I'm not a businessman.
啊，帕拉达在第七节中说，我可不是一个生意人啊。
Let's just be, you be the master, I be the servant. Let's agree to that.
您就是主人，我就是仆人，让我们来赞同这一点吧。
Because this is the natural position.
因为这是一个自然的地位。
There is no other relationship between us.
除了我们这样的关系，没有其他的关系存在。
So let's keep it that way. Let's not let this natural relationship become spoiled.
让我们不要把这种自然的关系给糟蹋了。
Okay, let's read verse number 7.
第七节。我的主啊，最好的祝福者啊，如果你确实想赐我所愿的祝福的话，那就祈求阁下您让我的内心里不要有任何物质欲望。
So now Prahlad is saying, okay, you want to give me a benediction. That's fine.
帕拉达在这里说，你想要给我任何祝福啊，这是可以接受的。
But the benediction I want is not the sort of benediction most people want.
但是我想要的祝福不是大多数人所想要的。
Because the benediction I want is to not have the feeling I want a benediction.
因为我想要的祝福呢是不要有这种想要祝福的这种心态。
And he gives the analogy of desires being like seeds in the heart, which he mentioned before, samsara bija.
他又举了一个例子，就像是samsara bija, 内心中这种生死轮回的种子。
So he's saying the varam, the benediction that I want from you, is that there should be no growth in my heart of any seeds of desire.
他这里说的我想要的任何的祝福 varam, 就是我内心不要有任何欲望的种子生长。
But he leaves it open whether he doesn't insist on getting this benediction. He says, if you want to give me a benediction, then this is what I want.
他并不是坚持要得到任何祝福，而是说，如果你想要给我任何的祝福的话，我想要这样类型的祝福。
So this is a very nice prayer. And I think this is another nice verse if you want a verse to learn.
所以这是一首非常的好的祷文。如果你想要背诵一些祷文的话，这首诗节呢是马哈尔吉推荐你可以去记住的。
So in the next verse, Prahlad gives further explanation of why he doesn't want any material benedictions.
在下首诗节里，帕拉达解释了为什么他不想要任何类型的祝福。
Because all the things that might be desirable, they're simply destructive in the end.
所有那些我们想要的事物，到最后都是具有毁灭性的。
So you can read verse number 8.
我的主啊，由于从人出第八节，我的主啊，由于从人出生时就有的色欲， 感官、心意、生命、躯体、宗教、耐心、智性、羞涩、赋予力量、记忆和真诚的功能都被一一击溃了。
So it's interesting, in the last line, it mentions yasya nashyanti janmana. Janmana, Prabhupada translates as from the very beginning of birth.
在这首最后 一段诗节里面，帕帕德把 Janmana 翻译为从出生那一刻起。
So of course, when we are just after we are born, we are very much eager to be fed.
就像是我们一诞生之后，我们就非常渴望能够吃被人家喂一点食物。
And we are seeking the shelter of our mother.
我们在寻求母亲的庇护。
And we are clinging very tightly to that connection with the mother.
我们紧紧地抓住与母亲的连接。
And that's the beginning. From there, the desire continues as we become more aware of our surroundings. Then we are looking for satisfaction from our surroundings.
这样的欲望呢，要继续的去发展。当我们越来越多的看到周围的环境，想要从这些环境当中得到更多的满足的时候。
And we are trying to compensate for our sense of incompleteness.
我们试图去填补内心的不完整的感觉。
So this is a very, very deep problem.
对，这是一个非常深刻的问题。
Lust, desire, kama is that's gripping us, it's keeping us in the material world.
色欲karma, 它把我们绑在这个物质世界。
And then we get the good news in the next verse, verse number 9, which you could please read.
第九节告诉了我们一个好消息。我的主啊，当一个人能放弃他心意中的所有物质欲望时，他就有资格拥有像您一样的财产和富裕。
So this is interesting because if we give up desire, we can have all desire fulfilled.
这一点很有意思。当我们放弃欲望的时候，我们却能够满足所有的愿望。
The last line says, Bhagavat Tvaya Kalpate, Bhagavat Tvaya. Bhagavat Tva means being like the Lord.
Bhagavat Tva 就是像主那样。
So everyone wants to be the Lord in this world.
人人都想成为这个世界的主宰。
But we are terrible failures at being the Lord.
但是想当主宰这个愿望却使我们遭遇到了惨败。
We are frustrated at every attempt to be the Lord.
我们想要成为主宰的每一个企图都遭到了挫败。
So here the secret is given, how to experience being not the Lord but like the Lord.
所以在这个首诗节里面告诉了我们一个秘密，如何成为像主那样的人而不是主那样的人。
The secret is to give up the desire to be the Lord.
这个秘密就在于放弃想要做成为主宰的愿望。
And to give up the desires which are manasi sthita, which are standing in the mind.
放弃那些处在我们心意当中的那所有欲望。
vimunchati yada kaman manavo manasi sthitan. These kama desires are standing in the mind.
这些物质欲望就出在我们的心意当中。
So when we give them up, vimunchati, then we can become like the Lord.
当我们放弃他们的时候，就可以变得像主那样了。
But of course, the Lord is also free from desire.
当然，主也是免于所有的欲望。
Because the Lord doesn't need anything. He is Atmarama. He's self-satisfied.
因为主不需要任何事物，他是 Atmarama, 自我满足的人士。
Yes, Atmarama. Okay, verse number 10 is a prayer.Om Namo Bhagavate Tuvyam Purushaya Mahatmane Araye Bhuta Singhaya Brahmane Paramatmane. You can read that verse.
十节，我的主啊，拥有六种富裕的至尊之人啊，至尊灵魂，所有痛苦的杀手啊，以奇妙的诗和人的形体显现的至尊主啊。让我向您致以恭恭敬敬的敬拜。
So Prahlad has offered so many prayers in the previous chapter. Now he's offering one more simple prayer.
Prahlad 在上一章中供奉了这么多的祷文，在这章他又供奉了一个简单的祷文。
And we can say this is completing the prayers from the last chapter.
我们可以说这是对上章所有这些祷文的一个完整的结束。
One of the names he's addressing Nrsingadev here with is Adbhuta Singha, a wonderful lion.
他称呼主尼辛哈的一个方式是阿布塔辛哈，美妙的狮子。
And of course, Nrsingadev is a wonderful lion. He has appeared as half lion, half man.
这主尼辛哈是一个美妙的狮子，他是以半人半狮的形象显现的。
Although technically,in the verse describing Nrsingadev when he appears, it doesn't say half man, half lion.
这首诗节描述了主尼辛哈的显现，并没有实际上指出他是半人半狮的形体。
It says, not a man and not a lion.
它的原话是说，不是人，也不是狮子。
This is called, in Western language, this is called negative theology.
在西方的这个神学，西方的语言里称它为是一个否定的神学。
Describing the ultimate truth in negative terms.
用否定的术语来描述终极的真理。
But in the impersonal Vedanta tradition, they like to quote one Upanishad that says, neti neti, not this and not that.
这些非人格主义者喜欢引述奥义书中的一个表达方法，说 neti neti 不是这个，也不是那个。
But here it's more specific, not a lion, not a man.
这里更加具体呀，说它不是人，也不是狮子。
And as soon as we hear that, what do we think? We think of a lion and we think of a man.
我们听到了这一点的时候，我们在想，我们是想到了人呢， 还是想到了狮子。
And so there's some tension in our minds because the message is not a lion, not a man, but we are thinking lion and man.
但是呢，我们的想法里面是有点紧张的。我们想的是狮子或者是人，而这里说到既不是狮子，也不是人。
So this creates a kind of tension in our mind.
这会在我们的头脑当中制造出一种紧张的状态。
So that we don't think it's so easy to understand the Lord.
所以我们觉得要理解主可不是那么容易的事情。
He is half man, half lion, yes, but it's not that simple.
是的，他是半人半狮，但是可不是那么简单的形象。
And his roaring is like a very loud, like a cosmic lion.
他的吼叫就像是一个宇宙之狮。
And he has claws like a lion.
他还有 claws, sorry.
Nails, fingernails.
他的手指甲就像狮子爪子一样。
So all these descriptions are there, but ultimately he is Adbhuta. He is wonderful. He goes beyond our power of comprehension.
尽管有这样的描述，但是他是 Adbhuta， 他是最为美妙的，他超出了我们的理解范围之外。
So now it's time for Lord Nrsingadev to speak.
现在该轮到主你欣赏说话了。
Everyone is speaking very nice Sanskrit.
人人都讲一口好的梵文。
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Naikantino Me Mahijatvach Mahijatvihashisha Asha Sate Mutracha Yevavatvida Tatapi Manvantarame TaratraDatyeshvaranam anubhunkshvabhogan. Now the Lord is making an order to Prahlad.
在这里，主你心哈德瓦，向帕拉达发出了一个指令。
First he says, "Okay, I understand. You don't have any material desires. That's fine."
主你听我说，你没有任何的物质欲望，这是好事儿。
But Daityeshvaranam Anubhunkshva Bhogan. Anubhunkshva is in the grammatical form of the imperative. It means it's a command. You must do it.
他的意思是说你必须要这么做。
It means there's no choice.
这就意味着你别无选择。
Bhunkshva, you should enjoy.
你应当享受。
What to enjoy? Bhogan. Enjoyable things.
你享受什么呢？那些值得享受的那些事物，或者是给我们带来愉悦的事物。
Like devotees are often, you know, saying, "Is this bhoga or is this prasada?"
就像奉献者经常说，这个是 bhoga 呀，还是 prasada？
Has this food been offered to the Lord yet or not?
这个食物。供奉给了主还是没供奉啊？
And if it's not offered, we call it boga.
如果没有供奉，我们就把这种食物称为 boga.
And boga means enjoyment.
Boga 的意思是享乐。
Literally, it means that which is consumed or swallowed, what you put in the mouth.
在字面意思上说，这就是被我们消化的，或者是放在嘴巴里面吞下去的。
And so if we hear something is not offered, oh, it's bhoga. No, I don't want to take. I want prasad.
如果我们一般听到有一样食物是 bhoga， 然后我们就说那我们就不吃，我们只吃不杀的。
But what is this? The Supreme Lord is now ordering Prahlad to enjoy bhoga.
现在至尊主居然命令 Prahlada 来享受这个 bhoga。
And what sort of bhoga? The bhoga of the lords of the daityas.
是什么类型的 bhoga 呢？是作为 daitya 之主。
And what he's saying is he wants him now to take charge of the demons to become their king.
主的意思是说成为这些 daitya 的国王。
He's going to be the king of the demons, just as his father was king of the demons.
但他的父亲是这些恶魔的国王，帕拉达将会成为恶魔们的领袖。
But certainly, because Prahlad is a devotee, there will be very different policies. For his leadership than those of his father.
因为帕拉达将会成为比他父亲更好的领袖。
He's going to be making the demons into devotees, no doubt.
毫无疑问，他会把这些恶魔变成奉献者，对此毫无疑问。
But unfortunately, we don't hear any details about this in the Bhagavatam.
但是不幸的是，在博伽瓦坛里面，我们没有读到这方面的详细的描述。
Okay, let's continue with Nrisingadev's instruction. Verse number 12, can you please read?
十二节，我们来继续主女星哈的对帕拉达的教导。十节。你虽身处物质世界，但无关紧要。你应该始终不断地聆听我给你的教导和信息，并一直全神贯注地想着我，因为我是每个人内心的超灵。因此，放弃果报活动，崇拜我。
Okay, so there's two words in the Sanskrit that are especially interesting. One is avesha.
有两个梵文词特别有意思，一个词是 avesha。
Avesha, it comes from the verbal root vish, which means to enter.
它来自 avesha 的意思是专注。
To enter.
要进入。
And avesha means entered into.
Avesha 的意思是进入里面。
Sometimes we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya is described as prema avesha.
Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面有时候把就 Chaitanya描述为 prema avesha,
which means he is absorbed in prema, in love of Krishna.
这就意味着他沉浸在对 Krishna 的爱之中 prema.
So here it says avesha mam, become absorbed in me.
这里说 avesha mam, 专注于我。
And then we have the other word is yajasva. This is again in the imperative form.
还有另外一个词是 yajasva, 这也是一个命令语气。
not Yajnasvaram, but Yajasva.
哦，是 Yajasva 啊，命令语气。
Yeah, Yajasva is a command, worship.
啊，是一个命令，崇拜。
How to worship? Yogena, by means of yoga.
如何崇拜呢？ Yogena, 通过瑜伽的方法。
And so again, Nrsingadeva is giving an order to Prahlad, but he's giving an order now to, as a king, worship me. And become absorbed in me.
啊，那辛哈德瓦在给帕拉达一个命令，作为一个国王，崇拜我，专注于我。
So he's giving some details of what Prahlad should do as a king.
所以他也给了帕拉达详细的指导，作为国王，他应该做些什么。
Okay, and then some more details in the next verse.
下首诗节，他又给了更多的详细的指导。
And let's read this verse.
十三节，我亲爱的帕拉达，当你在这个物质世界的时候，你将会感觉快乐而耗尽所有前程活动的反应。通过前程形式，你将会抵消不前程的活动。由于强大的时间元素，你将会放弃躯体，但你活动的荣耀将在高等星系中得到颂扬。你也将完全摆脱所有羁绊，重返家园，回归守神。
So here, Nrsingadeva is predicting what is going to happen as a result of Prahlad following his instructions.
在这里，主女辛哈德瓦预言了帕拉达追随主女辛哈的教导之后会有什么样的事情发生。
And the first is that he's not going to become entangled by further pious and impious activity.
他不会被进一步的虔诚与不虔诚的活动束缚了。
And the reason he will not be entangled is in the first line of the verse, kushala, kushalena.
在这首诗节里面说到他不会受到束缚的原因是 kushalena.
And here, because now we're coming to the end of our time, I'll just read one line from the second paragraph of the purport.
在这个钥匙当中的第二段我们来读一下。
The word kushalena is very important. One should live in the material world very expertly.
Kushalena 这个词非常重要。一个人不应该老练的生活在这个物质世界。
And Prabhupada goes on to explain that in the material world, there's so many difficulties, one can hardly avoid sometimes acting piously or impiously.
一个人可能会在物质世界经历中各种各样的困难，有时候要以虔诚的方式行事，有时候还要做一些不虔诚的活动。
And so, Prabhupada's explaining we need to be a little bit clever. We need to be expert how to manage this material life.
实际上，他不怕的说，我们要在这个物质世界要变得非常聪明，在这个世界应该知道如何老练的去行事。
Yeah, so on that note, I think we have to end for today.
所以我们的课程呢，就讲到这里吧。
And I will say thank you, Gopi Krishna, for your expert translating.
Maharaj, I made a lot of mistakes, sorry.
I wouldn't imagine so.
Thank you for sharing us, with us the nectar of transcendental literature. And
from here, I'm going to be going to Radadesh in Belgium.
Mm. So when will you give us next class?
Well, I'm just looking at the calendar. It may be possible on Saturday the 13th of October.
October 13th. So still we do it 7 to 9. Okay?
Yeah, that's I'm in the same time zone, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Oh. 所以 Maharajina 他会在下就是10月份的13号, 晚上7点到9点, 预计再给我们讲下一次的晚堂课。
But again, we will have to confirm because I don't know what's expected of me in Radadesh.
Okay. 我们再事先和Maharaj确认一下。
Okay. So my thanks also to everyone who have come together to listen.
Maharaj 感谢。 所有来到这里聆听的奉献者
And to Yuga Dharma Mataji for connecting us all.
感谢 Yuga Dharma Mataji 把我们大家连接在一起。
Yeah, okay. We will end there. And again, thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Maharaj, actually, we have some questions from last class. So next time, please, keep some time for answering such questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have asked in the beginning.
Yes, I forgot to remind that we have some questions. So next time, you still have some time to answer such questions.
Yes, you please remind me next time.
好,下次我们来提醒 Maharaj 有一些奉献者提出的问题呢,我们将在下次讲课当中来做出解答。 Yes, thank you Maharaj, I will remind you.
I should stop now because we have lunch being served now here.
Yeah, Maharaj 现在要荣耀午餐了。
And we should not let Prasadam wait.
不应该让 Prasadam 来等我们。
Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. China Yatra ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande Haribol.